everyone, and welcome to episode 16 of the Red Light Roundtable. We're back.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm a great.
It sounded like you were struggling for air there, man.
Oh, I'm just. This podcast okay. Takes my breath away.
He is cooler than cool.
Epic comeback.
Right? Sorry we missed last week.
Real life things, man.
Yeah. We just didn't record it.
And stuff
happened. But we are back. I realized today I didn't actually send out any tweets or anything letting people know the podcast was not coming out, so apologies for that. But we're back. I am Connor, aka C-Cade, your host. Joining me this week is...
My name is Adre. You can call me Echo. And I will go ahead and introduce the bot. Craig is recording for us.
Oh, thanks, Craig.
So give it up to the man behind the glass.
Yeah, and the guy who's less than a bot, I'm JT. You can call me Josh or JT.
Yeah, or Josh Door.
Or Josh Door.
Well, it's been a fun week in gaming, hasn't it?
One thing yes.
we should have talked about last week but didn't. Let's jump right into it with the Overwatch League. We had our Stage 3 championship 2 weeks ago at this point. And Boston Uprising proved that they are, in fact, a New England team by going 10-0 in the regular season, destroying the first round of playoffs, and then losing when it mattered to a New York team.
The big joke.
So it's
sound typical.
Boston Uprising are definitely owned by the Patriots. Like, I wasn't even sure what to expect. Like, I wasn't surprised when they lost.
I wasn't either. You know, I saw them handle the Gladiators, and I thought, okay, they're going to get smoked in the finals.
Yeah, because then I saw, so they destroyed the Gladiators, and then New York destroyed the Valiant. Even though the scores were the same, the New York victory was much more dominant.
Yeah, that wasn't even close.
But hey, here's this, though. Boston Uprising are still undefeated on Volskaya.
Because this is true.
They tied that map. They did not lose.
But they also didn't win.
They did not win. But they didn't important. Lose, which is the key thing here, because the Volskaya win streak is still active. Even though apparently the stage playoffs count in the win-loss records, because officially Boston Uprising are still on a 14-game win streak. However, they technically aren't.
Interesting.
Yeah, because like the stage ones don't count for wins or losses. But so the Boston Uprising are still technically undefeated, but they did go undefeated in all stage 3, which is huge. Like their first team to do that. Which
yeah, I mean let's not discount that. That was a huge happening.
Yeah, I do like how the Overwatch League is making such a huge deal of that. Like it is a big deal. It's also the first season.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, first team go undefeated. Like, well, yeah. Someone was going to be it. Like, obviously, it's still a cool thing and everything, but, you know, there's a first time for everything.
That's right.
So, when this podcast comes out, we will have the Los Angeles Gladiators versus San Francisco Shock. Seoul Dynasty and Los Angeles Valiant, and the match of the night, the Dallas Fuel versus the Shanghai Dragons.
Could this be the one?
What do you think it is going to be, guys? Do you think Shanghai is going to get a win? They have, what, 10 more chances?
Not this week, I'm afraid.
You think Dallas is going to beat them?
I do.
Yeah, I would probably say that they won't win this week, but I'm going to, as a Browns fan, I have to hold out hope for at least one win. So I think they'll win at least one.
Let's see. They are playing Dallas and the Valiant. Yeah, the Valiant this week.
I surely don't think they're going to beat the Valiant.
Yeah, I think
Valiant's their best chance this week is going to be Boston. Shanghai or Jesus.
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, wow. I give up. I can't speak.
I'm pretty sure that Shanghai first win is gonna be against the London Spitfire.
Ooh.
Heard it here first.
You throwing some shade at our boy Nestle Drank?
Hot takes.
All right. You know what I think Shanghai's first win's going to be? Wednesday, June 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Holy moly, he's put a date on it.
Because guess who Shanghai plays that week?
Boston.
Nope.
No one?
They have a bye. No, it's they're playing the Florida Mayhem.
Oh. Okay.
Right. You've got to think their best chance of getting a win is against the 11th place team.
And such high hopes for Florida.
But here's the thing. We talk about how Shanghai is not necessarily a bad team. I think they have been playing better than Florida has.
They have been playing much better, but they haven't been playing better where it counts.
Yeah. AJ always says it best. I keep quoting him with this. They are really good at grasping defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yep. Yeah.
They look like they're going to win.
And hey, but hey, just stop playing.
We just got to say this for a second. They took a map off of the XL.
Yes, they did.
Like that's like a one whole victory in itself.
We need to talk about that. They did take a map against the XL. That is big.
For them, yeah.
Yeah. Boston couldn't do that in the finals.
No, they sure couldn't.
So, like, yes, it was. They still lost that match, but remember how hype we were when they took that?
Oh yeah, the Discord was blowing up. It's happening, boys!
Because that was if they beat New York, we would have given everyone a Shanghai jersey.
Yeah, luckily, we're crazy like that.
Didn't have to do that. Should we keep that going again? If Shanghai can beat, what was it, London or New York, we'll give away a jersey. Want to do that again?
I'm okay with this.
All right.
Yeah.
When this podcast comes out, it'll be the first week of stage four. If Shanghai can beat, this is what we'll say. If Shanghai can go get, I don't want to say three wins in the stage.
Wow. Two,
that's a little bit much.
All right, how about this? If Shanghai whichever comes first, they either beat the New York XL or London Spitfire. Or if Shanghai goes 2-8 this stage, we will give away a Shanghai Dragons jersey.
Sweeten the pot.
Okay.
If the two wins that they get are against London and NYXL, we'll give away another one because why not?
Woo!
We'll throw on a Dallas jersey at that point too.
Dang. Yeah.
We will ship
an XQC Memorial jersey.
We will ship Nestle an XQC Dallas jersey.
Yeah.
If Shanghai can beat London and New York.
I wonder how much an XQC jersey is going for on eBay. Well,
you would have to are they selling those on eBay?
Why wouldn't you? It's now a collector's item.
That's true.
Let's look it up.
Yeah. This is the eBay price check.
XQC jersey.
One of these days, we'll have to explain the whole the idea behind Nestle Drink and what makes him angry.
That'll be its own podcast, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you join the Discord, you get to see all that stuff live firsthand. But
yep. Speaking of Discord, where can we find that link, Tracy?
You can find it at redlight.gg.
Yeah, thanks, what Cage said.
Sorry, I got my plug excited.
Yikes.
Don't I actually see anything listed?
Yeah, I don't see any jerseys on eBay at all. I did find a mouse pad with Diva's rear end as the wrist rest.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot, actually. He's getting recommended to me on Amazon, and I don't know why, but I don't want it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep saying that because yikes.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of the Overwatch League, a big thing has been announced. The Overwatch League season finals, the actual finals, will be held in Brooklyn, New York at the Barclays Center.
That's kind of huge.
That's a big venue.
Yeah, and I'm kind of wondering how they're going to set it up because I know the Blizzard Arena is very set up in a very particular way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
There was actually a picture I saw today of the Counter-Strike event that was at Barclays before.
Okay.
So someone posted it in the Boston Uprising Discord. Basically, like, what this is probably what it will look like. So you can find a picture of it. Basically, it'll be set up kind of like a smaller concert. And this, there'll be a stage up front, and then probably two big screens on the side, and then like the big Jumbotron thing being used.
I personally don't like the idea of taking it out of the arena that it literally been played in this entire time to move it all the way over to the other side of the country and, you know, hold it there. Like, LA is still a, you know, it's still a big town. I don't understand what the reasoning for it is. Like, literally nothing Overwatch related has gone down at the Barclays Center yet. So why change things?
Probably for some hype level.
Probably.
I just don't think it's going to drive the hype that they think it will. Like, people are going to be excited, but people would have been excited regardless of where it was held at. And it's just like an unnecessary expense. It's more travel for the team.
They're going to start doing that anyway, the travel.
Well, yeah, but they haven't had to do it at all yet this season, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I think.
Just like let them play where they're comfortable.
I mean, they want to make it a big deal.
Hey, you're supposed to practice like you want to play. Okay.
Yeah, if they want this league to be taken seriously, they got to get into a big venue. And I think the Barclays Center is a perfect spot for that. Because Barclays Center has hosted major esports events before.
Yeah, and as cool as the Blizzard Arena is, I mean, it's not a big venue.
No,
it's by like any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, I mean, you can do a lot there. Don't get me wrong, but I think you need a big venue to kind of show, hey, we've got people coming to these things. They're it's a big deal. Get on board. They probably want investors.
Yeah. I think it's the right move to do it because League of Legends has all their regular season matches in their arena, which is also in Los Angeles. And then as when they get to like the finals, they go somewhere else. This year's Miami, I think, for the midseason. Yeah. And I think the finals, it was in China last year, I think. But they like go all around the world for it. It was in Korea, and it was like 50,000 people there at the World Cup Stadium. Madden Dragons played. Like,
wow.
Yeah. You know the song Warriors by Imagine Dragons?
Uh-huh.
That was written for the League of Legends Championship Season 3.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
If you listen really closely, you can hear, like, some League sound effects in the song.
Well, now I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, the music video is literally just the, like, animated version of the band playing League of Legends. And they had a advertising system where they would stream backstage at the concerts, and if you subscribe to them, you got like discounted tickets. So nice. Imagine Dragon, just a bunch of geeks.
Well, I like sweet. Them now.
Yeah. So hey, Imagine Dragons, if you ever want to come on our podcast,
all right, we're available. We are looking for a new intro. No.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, wanna tweet? We got like $10 left in the budget. Wanna slip into Mad Dragon, see what they can come up with?
We can totally we could totally, you know, hook you up with some podcasting space.
Yeah, you could definitely come into the Red Light Studio, which is just a corner of my bedroom.
Yep.
I have my windows open right now. It's a terrible recording environment, but it's hot as balls in my house, so we're doing this.
My house is an easy breezy 72 degrees.
Nice.
It's like 90 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I don't know what the temperature is in my house. I'm sorry.
You live in Ohio. It's probably snowing.
No, but it was raining pretty hard earlier today. So it's like a nice, you know, cool temperature right now.
Hmm.
Lucky.
All right. So there was some other stuff that happened in Overwatch League. So I think JT put this down. Do you want to talk about your note on the bottom, JT?
Wait, I don't see my note. What is my note?
Oh, wait. Who was that? Was that AJ? The one about Effect?
Wait, no. Effect. Question mark. Yikes.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know if any of you guys saw the tweet by Effect, but
I did.
I mean, we all joke about Dallas being a joke of a team, but he tweeted something basically implying that, you know, he's a failure at life and he shouldn't live and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Holy buckets, man.
It's not okay.
No, it's like, not.
In multiple ways. Like obviously just the mental, like, I hope he's okay.
Right. Like, first and foremost, that's where my head was. But then again, I'm thinking, what about a young kid that follows these people on Twitter and, you know, looks up to some of these people and they're saying, oh, I failed, I should die. Like, wow.
It would be the equivalent of, like, I don't know, LeBron James after getting demolished by Celtics last night, which, AJ, you and I are going to talk about.
If you want to. I mean, I didn't watch the game because I don't care, but okay.
Well, Celtics beat Cleveland by, like, 25 points. But anyway, if, like, LeBron tweeted that out afterwards, there would be some talk.
It's big, like, time.
It would be, like, 50%, like, people saying, no, don't do it. And then, like, the rest of the NBA saying, yeah, do it.
Well, a good thing for Pecky has the support of Twitch chat on his side.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hooray, Twitch.
I know we said this before. Obviously, esports is a really cool, really cool thing we have going, and the Overwatch League's really awesome, like, what they've created. And I've said this a couple times now. Esports is obviously not a long-term goal. It's not a long-term career path. Like, once you get to, like, 25, your reflexes are going to start going down.
Man, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Rip.
Well, that's why, like, there's so many, like, pretty much every successful player is pretty young.
Yep. And youthful reflexes.
Okay, so real talk. That really only matters if you're playing, like, an action shooter game.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of lost my train of thought there for a second. But
I'm not sure what esports there are that don't, like, take place in an action shooter type game where reflexes are a big part of it. But in theory, if we were to make, like, the Red Light League of Civ 6-iness, we could totally not have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's because that's kind of like chess versus an athletic competition.
Mm-hmm.
That's a battle of minds versus, like, physical skill.
Unless you're a punter.
True.
Or a chess boxer. In most cases, both.
True. Well, like, esports, once you retire, in quotes, like, what do you do? There's a lot of these guys that are
streaming on Twitch.
Well, I mean, yeah. Like, there's a lot of guys who their only viable career move afterwards is to start streaming on Twitch, but then, like, that's all you do. I know Cloud9 has partnered with a couple of colleges to, like, get their players college degrees while they're playing. And, like, stuff like that, they should be doing that. Just getting more than just gaming as a career.
Like, there's a bunch of like sports teams that take really, really good care of their players. In terms of, you know, if you get seriously injured while playing for them, you have life insurance for, you know, the rest of your life or whatever. And I kind of think, like, stuff like that should be done. You know, you join the NFL, and before you even step foot on the field, they send you through, like, rookie training about how to properly manage your finances and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Little things like that to just help these people out after they are out of whatever, you know, competitive environment they're in, would probably make it, it helped destigmatize it for one thing. Like, you know, you could actually tell your parents, oh yeah, I'm a pro gamer, and you know, I actually know what I'm doing with my money. Things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just like, I hope Effect is okay, and he figures out whatever he has to figure out. But if like Overwatch is making him have these thoughts, maybe it's time he thought of something else. Just, that's just my view on it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, man.
And you know what? To take it one step farther, I feel like Twitch should do the same thing. Like, once you become a partner streamer, you should have, like, they should start offering resources for, like, okay, this is my now new primary source of income. What do I do about insurance? You know? Like,
yeah.
Things of that. Like just to help people out, because that's all a whole bunch of important stuff. And like you mentioned, a lot of the people who find themselves in a situation where they are making that kind of money are young and probably haven't had to deal with anything like that at all. Mm-hmm. So I know that, you know, me personally, I'm kind of in that situation now where, as like a contractor, I have to find my own insurance essentially. And it's really like stupid how that whole process works.
Yeah,
it's overly complicated, but I think it's by design. And I mean, we could go on a whole other rant on healthcare, but I think that's out of the scope of our podcast.
Hey, we'll save it for the end.
That'll be our other podcast, the Red Light Right Wings.
The Red Light Tick Ticks.
Why did you bring up that? For the record, a dick dick is a small type of antelope.
It's only like 12 to 15 inches tall.
And it's adorable!
We were having this conversation before we started recording, and now there's a picture of dick dick in our Discord chat.
If you go to if you go to eggplant emoji dot wind charm emoji, you see a picture of a dick.
See, now you're just saying things that only make sense to us.
People will not know. Join the Discord, then you'll know.
We had this in the voice chat. Oh man, AJ. Ignore everything he's saying. Anyway, speaking of esports and other stuff like esports, Smash Summit 6 was the same day, ended the same day as WWE Backlash, which we'll get on to later. And Conley and I pretty much stopped watching Backlash to watch Smash Summit 6.
Well, to be fair, Backlash sucked.
It was horrible.
Bad.
I was way more interested in the Melee tournament that was happening. To give a little context, Smash Summit is a invitational tournament.
No.
I mean, a little bit. Basically, a company called Beyond the Summit, they do the Dota tournaments, Counter-Strike tournaments. They're a pretty big production company. They own a house in California. They do an invitational where they invite a bunch of Smash Brothers players to their house to play Smash Brothers. And it is the most relaxed tournament you'll ever see. Because when players are done playing, they have to walk through the kitchen, which is also the commentator booth. And you just see, like, Hungrybox, who's a Smash Brothers Melee player, he kept, every time he played, he would go into the kitchen, grab his pizza, and just, like, gesture to the camera, eating his pizza while commentators analyze his match. And it was just, like, such a relaxed and chill stream. It was, like, a four-day event. But the big news that came out of that is Mewtwo King, who you guys might have heard the name of before.
I heard you throwing the name around in Discord, and I didn't quite understand what was going on.
Okay, so Mewtwo King is a Smash Brothers player. He's played pretty well known. He's played every game in the series competitively. He's pretty good. He's been known as... You know, remember how when LeBron was known as best player, but he never had a championship?
Yeah.
That's kind of what Mewtwo King was. He was like... He was always, like, you know, top four, top eight, or, like, runner-up, but he never quite could win a big championship.
The thing that I most know Mewtwo King for is his obsession with his controllers.
Yes, he is.
And making sure, like, he uses the, like, right controller.
He's very particular about his controllers. Which I guess if you're playing Smash Bros. At that level, you would be too. But those guys use, like, modded controllers with, like, super loose analog sticks. Like, it's a completely different level. And if you look at them, the way they handle... To give a little context, Melee, the GameCube version of Smash Bros., there's a particular way of moving around called wave dashing, where you shield, go down, and jump at the same time. And there's it's a glitch, basically, in the game that lets you just fly across the stage. You move so fast. But the way to do it, you need to like press three buttons at the same time. And to do that constantly as the only way you move, basically like can destroy your controller. So the way like they hold like this weird claw grip thing with the right hand, like it's insane. But Mewtwo King is known for this weird like claw grip where he like sits sideways to the TV. But anyway, he won Smash Summit. Won a lot, like almost $30,000.
Chump change.
Yeah, right. but it was good for him. He was his reaction to it was hilarious because he just couldn't believe it. But it was good for him. He's been one of the top players for a very long time. It was good to see him finally get his win.
So, question.
Yeah.
Is Mewtwo King primarily a Mewtwo player?
No, he does not play Mewtwo.
This is false advertising.
Mewtwo in Melee is not a very high tier character.
Well, you know what? If he was a real pro, he would still win anyways.
You're right. He has won as Young Link before and as Pichu, which are the bottom most characters in Melee. But yeah, he's a very good player. Yeah, I follow the Smash scene pretty regularly, so I'm into that stuff. There was also on this side of the country, there was another famous Smash Bros. Player that was competing in a tournament this weekend.
But was it Sea Cage?
It was Sea Cage.
What? Oh my god!
I know that guy.
I participated in Northeast Fusion in Manchester, New Hampshire this weekend. It was a pretty large, like, I think 65 people were there, which they were saying is the biggest tournament that New Hampshire's ever held, which, you know, is pretty sweet. I unfortunately was eliminated in the first round, but it was fun. I had a lot of fun playing. My first tournament in 4 years or something like that, because I played competitively in college, but then graduated, and then work, and then life happened. But the announcement of Smash for Switch got me hyped up again, so I got back into it, and then lost in the first round to another guy who also got back into it because of Smash Switch. So he was cool. I liked him. We had a good match. Came out on top.
Would you say that going out in the first round felt like a swift kick to the dick?
Oh my god. This is the one about... So people are going to remember this episode as the one about the dick.
The dick episode.
Oh no.
That'll give people some context. And then I just put a link to a picture of a dick in Discord.
Oh god.
So yeah, that's what a dick looks like.
So fun fact, the reason they're called a dick is because that is kind of the noise that the female makes when she is threatened.
Huh. That is a fun fact, actually.
Yep. It is an onomatopoeia.
Oh.
I just like that word, so.
Like, bam!
Yep.
And bang!
Knowledge. You've got knowledge.
And moo.
And meow.
Oh my.
Shut up. But yes, after I was eliminated, I was a photographer for the event. I got some sweet pictures. The problem was for the Melee side, the CRT TVs they were using were too big. So I couldn't actually quite get a good picture of some of the Melee players. because they still use CRTs.
God bless them.
Right? Watching the people come in with the setups was hilarious.
So, what did they, like, why do they continue to use CRT TVs?
Good question, AJ. For GameCube games and Wii games, since they don't use HDMI, they use the like yellow, white, red
the composite cable.
Yeah, those ones. Couldn't think of the word. That has an analog signal and a digital signal. So a analog signal can be played on like a monitor or TV, like HDTV. But because of the conversion, there is a slight lag. It wouldn't really be noticeable for like, I was playing like GameCube with your friends. But if you're playing at a competitive level, that lag can actually like be a couple frames. Which if you're trying to time everything to frame perfect, can mess you up. So, but CRT TVs don't have that. So that's
what. I almost think it would be, like, I get that it's an issue, but at the same time, it's like, to me at least, as a non-competitive Smash player, I would look at it as a non-issue, because both players are playing with the same disadvantage at that point. But, whatever, they still have access to the TV, so use it. I don't care.
I mean, it's more like, it'll just, your movements be more accurate. It's not necessarily the disadvantage, but it will throw off your timing for next time you play without lag. That's more what it is.
It would kind of be hilarious to see like somebody just lose in like the final stock of like the final match of a massive tournament because there was like just a split second of frame droppage and he just fell off the edge of the map.
I mean, that's what would happen though. Like they have to time everything like, cause there are a lot of moves that like, you know, the damage is dealt like on the 15th frame. So you have to like time your movement right to hit them at the 15th frame. It's crazy. That's why I like same like 15 people win the same tournaments because like,
they there's can count the frames, man.
It's crazy. They can like see, and what's even more amazing because the human eye only sees in 24 frames a second.
Yep.
So facts. I don't know how they do that. Yeah, facts. It's
literally the Matrix.
Yeah.
Yep. They are all Neo. I know, yeah, or maybe they're all Mr. Anderson.
Oh man.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson. That was his name in TNA. Hey, do you guys like podcasting?
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, let's move on.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere with that.
To our stream of the week, brought to you by Pinecast.
Woohoo!
Got him.
Pinecast is a great podcast hosting service. If you want to have your own podcast, maybe you want to make a podcast about the stream of the week, which we'll get to in a bit. Now you can. Go to pinecast.com, sign up for your account. Plans start at just $5. Enter the promo code REDLIGHT to receive 40% off your first 4 months of podcast hosting. What a deal.
That's 40% off!
That's
huge!
But wait, only
60% of full price.
What? Yeah, I want to think of it that way. But wait, there's more. If you sign up for the podcast within the next 5 minutes, I will subscribe personally to your podcast.
Wow. But this all isn't live.
Yeah.
What?
That was a joke.
Oh. Aww.
If anyone actually does sign up with this link and you send me a link to your podcast on Twitter, I will listen to it and probably subscribe.
Your podcast will go here in this podcast host in the sponsor service because Pinecast is our only sponsor.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got plenty more space.
Especially if you play Dungeons and Dragons as a podcast, because I've been kind of listening to a lot of those lately. So
yeah, man, the Adventure Zone.
Yep. Speaking of the Adventure Zone, I got to thinking, now that I'm far enough into this podcast, did you happen to take inspiration from Little Mr. Angus, the boy detective?
Oh, for Dylan?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It took you like 4 years to get that, but I'm so glad you did.
Like, it finally clicked today when I was listening to it on the way home, and I was wait a second. Dylan? I've heard this voice before.
Yeah, he's just Angus. Yeah. Like, he literally just Angus with a different voice or a different name.
Hey, guys!
For the out-of-context people here, we before the Red Light Roundtable, we used to host a podcast. Well, I used to host a podcast, and these scrubs were on it, called A House Divided, which is a Dungeons & Dragons podcast based on the Civil War. It was pretty sweet for, like, the four episodes it lasted for.
I blame JT, okay?
Hey!
You're the one that gave up, man.
I know.
I still have all the files, man. I could, like, release a bonus episode of this podcast of that one.
That would be fun.
Like a six-hour... hours of content, honestly.
Just make it a one-shot.
Yeah. But, like, the thing is, it ends on a cliffhanger, and we never finished it. So... Nope. But then I stole that.
If any of you guys get off on cliffhangers, that's a great podcast to listen to because you'll never know how it ends.
Yeah. Although, except I know how it ends because I started the campaign with my friends, so I know what happens, but I'm not telling.
Oh, got him.
But yes, there was a character that I made. His name was Dylan. He was literally just Angus McDonald from the Adventure Zone. And like that was it.
The boy detective.
Yep.
He's such a great character, dude.
He was so great. He, in my campaign, the same one, they, like, befriended him, and now he's in their party.
I felt like we kind of did something like that, except we...
Yeah, but they, like...
A bag.
Yeah, you put him in a bag. yeah, I will release that. If we ever have to miss an episode again, I will make that, like, the filler episode.
Worked for me.
All right, anyway... we have a stream of the week this week.
We do.
We've talked about her on the podcast before, but our stream of the week is Lauren, a.k.a. Tanuzor.
She's a really great streamer. She's pretty into competitive Overwatch to the point where I believe she has a team that's competing to get into the Overwatch League, right? Is that how that tournament is working?
Sort of. They're in the open division. There's like the top placing teams in the open division will get a shot at contenders, I think.
Oh, okay.
But then it's something like that. It's kind of like the independent leagues of baseball versus the minor leagues of baseball.
Okay, that makes sense.
But like they're all owned by the same company. It's esports leagues are weird.
Yeah, right.
I feel like you really think about it. But
so, anyways. Yeah, go watch her on Twitch at twitch.tv/Tanubzor, which is T3HN00B0R, and we'll put a link to her
Z0R. In the show notes.
Yeah, Noobzor. Let her know that we sent you her way, and she will love us forever. She plays, like I mentioned before, a lot of Overwatch. I played a few Warhammer Vermintide matches with her, and that's a lot of fun. She's a pretty great streamer overall. I like her production quality. I especially like the fact that she has a retro theme, only because it'll make JT mad because he didn't get it first. But
no, you know, you're not gonna find a much more chill streamer than Lauren, though. She really does, like, if you want to talk chill, like, she doesn't shout, she doesn't do any of that annoying stuff that a lot of streamers do, and I'm guilty of doing it sometimes as well.
Yep.
She's just a very, very chill stream. You know, if you want to go see someone who's pretty good at Overwatch doing her thing, definitely check it out.
Yep. And she's not a cam girl. She's not going to be all up in your face with her boobies.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure she actually, like, slinks down in her seat. So, like, you only see from her, like, the very tippy top of her shoulders up when when she has her cam up, and it's kind of funny. But, yeah, overall, she's definitely one of my favorite streamers to watch, and you guys should go watch her as well. And don't be rude, because I will ban you, because I'm a mod.
It's like the one channel on Twitch where AJ is a mod and I'm not.
Yep, and Cage isn't, so. But yeah, so go check her out. Again, we'll have the link to her channel in the show notes, and we'll post about her on the Twitters. So
yeah,
follow us on the Twitters. Where can you find us on the Twitter, JT?
Oh, he didn't do it! Yay!
I was trying to be nice.
At Red Light GG.
Yep.
There you go. At Red Light GG.
Until I secretly change a Twitter handle with something else.
Hey, you know what?
To Red Light Dick Dick.
Have I had the same Twitter handle throughout the entire life of this podcast, maybe?
No. It was different at the very first episode.
Yeah, it was. My bad.
Ah.
Nice
your
try.
Attempt to logic failed.
Speaking of redlight.gg, a new article was posted. Today is the time of the recording, but Monday, when this comes out, by our new staff writer.
Staff writer? Who are these guys?
Right? We have a staff writer now.
When did we hire a staff writer?
A while ago.
I don't even get paid for this. No.
I've spent money on this.
I know. We're in net negative.
We are very much in negative in this business.
Yeah.
But Craig Gervais, aka Doomsayer, is now our staff writer. I actually went to high school with him. Fun fact.
He's got a hell of an article up there, though.
Yeah,
I love
really
that
cool.
Dude's writing style.
So it's he's very... kind of like a character writer.
I'm really glad he's writing for us, though. It's really good stuff.
Give an idea. Craig writes from the point of view of a... I don't know how to describe it. Like a character who's like end of the world writer.
A doomsayer.
Yeah, doomsayer. Who writes about the end of the world when it comes to video games.
The end is nigh.
Yep, he is a... He has an article about the lawsuits of Bluehole with the PUBG lawsuits they've been having. About like the frying pan and stuff like that. So
I actually didn't even know that was the thing until I read the article. Like,
I've heard a bit about it, but I didn't really know too much about it. So I'm glad he had it.
You know what a good way to get me not to support your product?
Is to see other companies who are trying to improve upon your product.
That's correct!
Wow. Hey, what do I win?
You win my never-ending respect.
For knowing what you were talking about?
Yes.
I'll take it.
Yay.
That's worth $1 in my book.
That's right. Maybe even $1.05.
Yeah, go check it out. Redlight.gg.
I was trying to figure out a way I could bend like $1.05 into a Dick Dick joke, but I couldn't.
What is with you and Dick Dicks today?
They're just cute, man.
Okay. Man.
Man.
Somebody is flashing like lights outside of my window, and I'm hoping they're not like police officers.
It's Morse code. Flashback.
I don't know Morse code. I cannot respond to you, anonymous person.
Just send them pictures of Dick Dicks.
Yep. Dick pics.
I'm broken now.
Wait, I know on this podcast we said we're going to make anyone who sends a dick pic computer explode. What about a dick pic? A dick pic pic.
Is that allowed?
Of course, a dick pic pic.
I think we need to get Shanna back on to,
yes.
to tell us.
You know, I wonder if Shanna has ever worked with a dick pic.
Oh, God, AJ.
All right.
Like, in a completely serious way. Like, because she's traveled around the world and
that's true, actually.
She worked with animals. So, like, I seriously wonder if she's ever had.
Oh, my God, guys. We got to get Shanna Vincent to come back on for Shanna's Animal Corner.
She did say she would come back anytime.
She did say that.
Yep.
All right.
We're going to hold her to it.
I'll work my social media magic and get her back on.
Oh, man. Round two.
I'm going to ask her about what she's been doing in life, because it looks like she's moving somewhere based on her Twitter and Instagram
thing. Yeah, she's been kind of inactive on Twitter recently.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually just thinking about the other day.
She was inactive or active?
Inactive.
Oh, yeah, I don't really... I
you
mean,
I follow her on the gram, man. That's where she's posting stuff.
Dude, I hate the gram.
I don't mind it. It has its uses, but... For the most part, I just ignore everything that's there. Like, I dislike the fact that the stories play all of them. Like, I could click on one person's story and want to watch the 10 or so pictures that they put up there. But then as soon as I'm done with it, it goes to the next person. Like, no, I don't want to watch you. I only want to watch one person. but I digress.
In Mexico, you'd watch one person.
That was bad.
I know.
So, anyway, in addition to having a stream of the week and a new writer and a new article up on the website, we are proud to announce that the milkmen of the Red Light, clan have reunited on the PC only.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
What he said, except for me, because I hate this game. On Destiny 2.
Love it!
On Destiny 2. So if you guys are looking for and gals, and, non-gendered people, are looking for a PC clan to get your gram-grams on, hit us up, and we'll invite you, and we'll play, and raid, and, stuff. And it'll be fun times.
We were actually pretty active at the release of the original Destiny 2 release.
Yeah, we got our clan up to what, rank 5, rank 6, whatever.
Season 2 we were rank 6. We maxed out the clan.
Yeah. So, we have a bunch of really good players. We and have me. A bunch of not so good players. And then we have JT. So,
who is godlike
and sucks dick.
Well,
I can't help it. I'm sorry. Well, we're gonna be finishing up the Warmind campaign. Some of us already have, and then we'll be getting ready for raids and doing content and running Nightfall strikes. And JT likes to do this thing called PvP.
I like love to play it too, Destiny, don't lie. Now.
I don't like PvP. I especially don't like Mayhem mode or whatever that nonsense
is. Mayhem
is
the greatest thing that's ever been put in Destiny 2. Don't you even lie.
And that's why I like these things called opinions. Anyways.
Yeah, sometimes they're wrong.
Yeah. Like
just like AJ.
But yeah, so if you're interested in playing Destiny 2 with us, feel free to hit us up on Twitter, join us in Discord, and we'll be good to go.
And we have a lot of fun.
We do.
I don't know if the video of our first successful raid is out there, but do you remember I did like the first half of the raid completely plastered, and by the time we were done, I sobered up?
Yeah, because
wasn't that not over until like 3 in the morning, and I ended up falling asleep on stream?
It was on Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, yeah, it was on Thanksgiving Eve.
The night before Thanksgiving, because I had to wake up and make a turkey the next day.
Well, there was a turn out, by the way.
It was good.
All right. Well, there you go. I thought it mattered.
Well, there was the time we were raiding, and I like just fell asleep on your stream.
Oh, that's right.
That was
good times.
2 a.m.
Yeah.
And I didn't even want to do it.
Right. Peer pressure's a biatch.
Right? Anyway, join our clan.
Yeah, we're awesome.
They make you stay up really late.
That too.
Because that's what friends are for.
Yep.
Peer pressure.
It feels so good. Anyway, that was our community updates brought to you by Pinecast. Hooray. Better way to podcast. We touched on this a little bit earlier.
Use promo code REDLIGHT.
Yep.
And you'll get 40% off
your first 4 months of podcast hosting.
Do, 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 do.
Nice. We touched on this a little bit before. Sure. We touched on WWE news a little bit before. We don't spend too much time on this. Backlash sucked.
Yeah. Do we need to say anything else?
No.
I mean, it was just bad.
I don't remember anything about it, so.
Yeah, it was
that
very,
says it all.
Very forgettable. The Miz versus Seth Rollins match was good. That was about it.
Yeah.
Everything else kind of sucked.
It was trash.
Looking forward to Money in the Bank, though. It's always... the one good thing about Backlash is that I am now back on top in the point standings.
Yeah, Backlash was really bad for me in terms of... Like,
you did terrible.
Yeah.
You went down to third.
That's whoa. Okay.
The fact that I'm still in front of anyone who actually watches wrestling.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
but for Money in the Bank, next pay-per-view, There will be a briefcase initiative launched where I'm not quite sure how it's going to happen yet, but the person who gets the most points, similar to WrestleMania winner, whoever gets the most points specifically for the Money in the Bank event will receive the Money in the Bank briefcase that can be cashed in at any time from now until December 31st, or probably whenever the last pay-per-view is of the year, which is in sometime in December. And you can challenge them to something. I need to figure that out.
Duck game.
Woo! Ooh, yeah, the duck game would be good. I will think something. And if you win, I think you would get the points equal to the difference of points between you and them.
Plus one. So you immediately
plus one, yeah.
So you could literally be in last place, challenge the leader, and beat him or her, and immediately take the lead.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking. Something crazy like that.
That sounds spicy.
Yeah, I want to get some... We need more trash talk. I'm the only one trash talking, and now I feel like an asshole.
I don't know how to trash talk about wrestling. Like,
just trash talk all the points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
For SummerSlam, we're doing a promo contest, so get it ready now.
So, this is kind of somewhat related to wrestling, I guess. But, you know the giant inflatable, like, sumo balls that people buy and then they just run into each other? So, my family recently acquired some.
Nice.
And I'll have to see if I can get the video off of, like, Facebook. But... I'm not known for being particularly athletic. I broke my foot playing basketball, and now my family just make fun of me for playing sports and stuff. But I weigh more than they do. Not by a lot. Like, I'm not fat. I'm just muscly and dense. And it turns out that when you weigh more than somebody else, momentum really factors in to how hard you can hit them with a giant inflatable ball. So my middle-sized brother and I went head-to-head in these things, and I'm pretty sure I knocked him down on, like, the first try of every fight without anything happening. It was great. I was like, that's what you get. I'm now the best.
Good.
The best.
The Bears.
You're the best.
Around. Nothing's ever going to take me down.
All right. So that was WWE news update. Done.
Whee!
Out of here.
I put this down here because I just thought it was a fun thing my dad mentioned the other day. I was talking about you scrubs to my dad, and he goes, you know what? Online gaming now is kind of like the modern day pen pals.
Oh, man.
I agree. I was like, that's a pretty good way to say it, Dad.
I make me feel not so bad about wasting all my hours with you guys.
Yeah, right?
Ow.
No, like
I'm very proud of the time I spend with you fine gentlemen.
Yeah,
no, like I definitely agree that it is the modern day pen pal. Like any form of electronic communication is essentially, you know, a modern day pen pal, because you guys are several states away and we are able to talk back and forth instantaneously. And it's pretty cool. Like I've been playing World of Warcraft since the day it came out, essentially. And on my one character, I have probably over like a solid year of / played time. And that's just one character, you know, not including all of the alts and whatever else I've done with that game. So like I sit there and I think about it, and sometimes I'm like, wow, I've spent over a year of my life sitting in front of a computer playing video games for no particularly good reason other than to talk to the people on the other side of it. And at that point, it kind of makes me realize, like, well, you know, this is why when people say an online friendship isn't a real friendship, I'm like, no, you are objectively wrong.
Yeah.
Because I would not spend that much time talking to people if I didn't consider them my friend.
I slept on Nestle's floor.
I haven't done that much yet, but And I never will because JT didn't take the job in California, so now I have to stay in a hotel.
Ouch. Well, Venom, man, Venom.
We're going to AJ's house at some point.
Mm-hmm. My new
crashing it.
Yep. Just don't actually crash into it because
I will.
Replacing a garage sounds expensive.
That's why I'll crash into your roof. That'll be much cheaper.
You can. There is a tree above it, so if you like can somehow find a way to make that, you know, limb fall into the...
Oh, like what happened to my house?
Yeah. but, like, not in a way that screams insurance fraud, I guess. That'd be great.
I'll bring little beavers.
Yep.
I'll bring an army of angry little beavers.
No. Bring an army of angry... wow, that's a throwback. Angry beavers. Hey.
Beavers. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mission but, complete.
Right. Just bring back, like, bring some highly trained hummingbird to, like, you know, peck a hole or whatever around a branch.
That'd be a woodpecker, my friend.
Sure.
No, hummingbird. He said hummingbird.
I know.
Yeah. No. See, you can't use woodpeckers because that's obvious. You have to train the hummingbird to do it.
Oh, wait, hummingbirds can hover. No, just train them to, like, they can flap their wings faster than, like, the human eye can see. So,
yeah, see, and if they can do that, that means they won't ever be caught on the speed cameras that are obviously watching my house.
Wait, so that means a hummingbird can flap their wings at 31 frames a second?
What?
Oh, man.
It's nonsense. This is madness.
Jokes,
they
boys.
They actually move their wings so slowly that they're practically invisible.
Yep. Because where you think they are, they're actually not, because they're on the ground, because they can't fly.
Funny thing about that comment is that's a spoiler, but not really.
Right?
No one will know that we're talking about Ernest Goes to Jail.
That's right.
This year's hit movie. Yeah.
That guy's dead. Ernest. Yeah,
but that's a great movie.
I mean, when I was a kid, totally.
I watched it recently. It's really funny.
I didn't even know that was a movie.
Is that the one with the Exeronius?
No, that's the one where he's like goes in jury duty and the like guy on trial looks like him.
Okay.
So they, like do the old switcheroo.
Why would you do that?
Because they hurt Ernest in jail instead of the bad guy, and the bad guy goes to jury duty. But it turns out whenever Ernest gets electrocuted, he becomes like Static Shock superhero.
Oh, and man, that's right.
They give him the electric chair, but it turns him into this, like, electric mayhem man. And he explodes the jail and causes a jailbreak. And then he goes to stop a bank robbery by shocking the vault. And I will stop spoiling the movie. That was my recap of Ernest Goes to Jail. Excellent movie that was made in like 90 or 80 something.
No, it had to be 90s. Was it 80s?
I don't know.
Let's look it up. Our crack research department is on it. Ernest Goes to Jail is a 1990 American comedy film directed by John R. Terry III and starring Jim Varney. It is the fourth film to feature the character Ernest P. Worrell. It was shot in Nashville and Tennessee State Penitentiary, and it is the second most successful of the Ernest film, behind Ernest Saves Christmas.
Huh.
Yep. There you go.
More you know.
And it had a total gross of $25,029,569. Nice. And I wonder what that would be in today's money with inflation.
Convert that into dick dicks.
Okay.
You laugh, but I have a dick dick on my Photoshop right now. Because I'm making the
image for this week. Yeah.
I don't know what's going to be yet, but I'm sure it will be good when I'm done.
Is it going to be a dick dick?
Oh, it's absolutely a dick dick. I'm getting rid of that background of the... I've been spending the past like 15 minutes carefully erasing every pixel of background.
Oh, boy.
That stupid dick dick picture you just sent. And now I realize I could have just done it much faster way, but I'm too far in at this point to stop.
So, fun fact, 25 $29,569 is approximately the equivalent of $6,257.392.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I actually did the math.
How much is a dictic?
$4,000.
How did you get that?
I went to exoticanimalsforsale.com or .net, I'm sorry. Okay. And all right. It was $4,000.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad we have a value for Dick Dick now.
Wow. So now hey, I know I can't afford a Dick Dick.
You ask and are delivered. Okay.
Yep. So wait, $4,000, right?
$4,000, yep.
Wow. So if you bought a never mind. I'll try and convert it into a podcast reference, but I couldn't think of something.
It's like 1,000%? Or something like that. I don't feel like.
Anyway.
I'm not doing all the math, okay?
Yeah. So we now know a dictic is worth $4,000.
Yep.
Cool.
Education.
Well, besides looking up math facts, what have you gentlemen been playing this week?
I can. You go ahead. You go ahead, my sir.
Me? Okay. I have been playing some Destiny 2.
Oh
yeah, not much, only just a bit. And I've been playing a little tiny bit of Stardew Valley, and then I started playing Mario Odyssey and Zelda on the Switcheroo again.
Nice.
And that's pretty much it. I haven't done too much gaming. I started a new job. I've been very busy. It's kind of rough.
Nice.
I've been playing nothing but Destiny 2.
Nerd.
Pretty boring. I'm into Warmind. I don't know. Like, it's good. sure, there's still some underlying issues they need to work out, but in general, I'm enjoying the hell out of my time with Destiny 2 again. So, yay.
Nice.
I guess. Yeah, but that's me. What about you, Mr. Cage? What have you been playing?
I mean, some Destiny 2 with you, but mostly Smash Bros, not gonna lie.
Yeah, you know, you gotta get practice.
I was streaming it the other day. I met this person online who was like, her and I had some very good matches back and forth. JT
was watching. I was watching those, yeah.
Yeah, they were good. It's a good challenge.
They were.
Like, I'm definitely out of practice, but like, in college I was pretty good. I will say that. But since, you know, graduating, getting a real job and stuff, kind of, I don't have as much time as I did in college to mess around and play video games and get good at Smash. So now I'm trying to get back in only like, you know, 30 minutes of practice a day. So that's why I got my ass kicked by a bunch of college kids at the tournament. But yeah, I'm getting back into it. We'll be attending possibly might be going to another tournament in Maine. I'll happen to be there during the weekend's happening, so I might be going as well. Once the jerseys come in, I'll wear them nonstop and be that asshole who like loses the first round while wearing a jersey.
make sure you wash it.
Yeah.
Keep it clean, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They're gonna be white, so that'll be hard to keep clean.
I got some more math facts for you guys.
Oh, boy. What?
The inflation-adjusted domestic box office for Ernest Goes to Jail is $53,202,658.
Bigger than the Avengers. Way to go, Ernest.
Nice job, Ernest.
Well, I mean, that was total.
Yep, bigger than the Avengers.
I don't think you're right.
No, I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong.
Let math facts it.
I don't Avengers want the math
facts. Opening weekend.
Let's move into random rants.
Hey!
Like math facts. No.
Alright. AJ's rant is about math.
I have a rant.
All right.
Have you ever had a friend that went around doing math facts all the time?
Can't say that.
I got nothing else. No, I don't have a rant.
Alright.
Well, that's crazy.
AJ, do you have rants?
I got called for jury duty.
Ah,
nice.
So I got that going for me. So that's a partial rant. That's pretty much all I had to say about jury duty, which the fact that I actually have to do it. The only other rant I have is, why would somebody give you a computer that only has DisplayPort, like, outputs instead of, like, I don't have DisplayPort monitors, okay, dude? So give me something with non-DisplayPort options. I had to put a graphic card into my work computer in order to be able to connect it to the monitors that I have.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Get an adapter, man.
Well, I just had a spare graphic card laying around, so why would I spend money on adapters?
This is a good point.
Now my work computer has a 770 in it. And I took out the AMD card and put the 770 in.
Nestle would be so proud of you.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the AMD card they had in there?
I have no idea. It's some dinky little piece of nonsense. I don't even know where I put it. I should probably find that. But yeah, like the AMD, oh, there it is. It had it's an AMD Radeon. Let's see if I can find the model number.
In before Vega, huh?
Yeah, right. It's a part number 7121A00400G.
Yep, that does everything for me.
Yep. But it only has a display port and a DVI port on it, and the DVI port, for whatever reason, doesn't work. So I literally only had display port option.
That's I bet true. Nestle Drinks sabotaged it.
Probably.
He goes to the factory and just throws random electrostatic devices at things. And while he's twirling his little mustache.
It is an R7250.
Oh.
Yeah, it's only got 2 gigs of VRAM in it, and it's pretty much worthless.
Yeah, it's so garbo.
What does it retail for, I wonder?
Nothing.
eBay.
Probably way less than a dick.
$25.
Small percentage of dick.
Yeah.
So, 4,000 divided by 25. Time for math facts.
Oh, boy. Our favorite part of the podcast. Bring back Ask a Brit. I don't want this math facts.
You could buy 160 of these graphic cards for the cost of one dick.
So you guys remember the balls in Destiny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I got one stuck on a roof. Stuck on the bottom of a roof and it won't come down.
Way to ruin the fun for everyone else.
I broke this instance's purple ball. But, oh no, it came down.
Oh.
Someone zoned in and came down. That's my rant. F you, Bungie.
Bungo.
Paige, yeah. You had a rant of positivity, did you not?
I do have a positivity rant. I would like to give a shout out this week to the New Hampshire Smash Bros. Community. Because
hey.
Tournament was honestly super chill. Everyone there was really nice. A lot of people had a lot of fun just hanging out with people, got to meet some new guys. People were giving me advice after every match. People I was playing in friendlies before the match started were just super chill. I was definitely one of the older people there at 24, which is, you know, saying something. But really cool guys there. My only tournament experience before was in upstate New York, which is not the same type of community. I will just say that. Thanks, New England, for a great reintroduction to Smash Bros.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How many business cards did you give away?
None.
What?
It was so crammed in there, and there are people there that were like from like more legitimate esports teams, to say. There's one dude from, the guy who came in second was from Florida, who like for some reason came up here and wanted to compete, like specifically for this event.
When
I was a little confused, but
when I had I used to help a friend of mine host Smash tournament here in Ohio, and we would have people come up from Pittsburgh, down from Detroit. Where else did they come from? I think we had a couple of people from Indiana at one point, and then randomly some people from like South or North Carolina were there, and I'm not sure why. But yeah, it was like a 20-person tournament, and like half the people were from out of state.
Yeah, a lot of people from, I guess the Maine community is huge, like significantly larger than New Hampshire's, just in like the Portland area, which is pretty interesting. But yeah, so I just want to say my positive rant this week is that.
So that's the only positivity you'll get out of him, because his domination begins now.
Exactly. Yep. So I haven't practiced. This is like the end of my hustling stage of New Hampshire Smash Bros. Community. Lost the first round, but now I'm coming back.
Cue the Rocky montage.
Yep. I got to practice my, if you hear this, whoops.
Well, guys, good news. I got the ball stuck again.
Good job.
I've mastered it.
Well, let's let you go back to that.
I'm actually going to quit.
Have you been playing this whole time?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What a scrub.
Bam. At least I don't lie about it.
True. AJ Farming Simulator, and I have proof of that.
Ah!
It was in our best of episode. Anyway, that'll do it for us tonight on the Red Light Roundtable. Thank you all so much for coming out and listening to us. If you liked our podcast, please give us a rating on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever the hell it's called now. It really does help us a lot. It helps us grow, get new listeners. You can subscribe to us on aforementioned Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Google Play, not Spotify.
F Spotify.
Yeah.
Jerks.
Feels bad, man.
Unless you totally want to host us, then you know, you'd be cool.
Yeah.
Be cool.
But until then.
Come on, Spotify.
Screw you.
Come on, man.
Come on.
So.
Come on.
Hold on one second. Wait.
We're not on Spotify before you check.
No, I know that. But I just saw a tweet from Twitter and from Twitch on Twitter, and I have a new rant.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yep. New rant. Okay. So. They have introduced a custom filter in the PUBG channel or browsing category.
Oh, boy.
So you can actually see, like, okay, if I want to watch somebody who's only playing solo and that has less than 25 people left. So you can now kind of sort of sort based on, you know, who's close to winning or whatever.
Huh.
So why are they wasting time implementing this kind of stuff? Yet, when I click on Browse and go to Fortnite, I don't have an option to sort from most watched to least watched, or vice versa, rather.
You want to know my honest guess?
Because
Bluehole is paying Twitch to implement that.
They're probably going to sue them if they don't.
Or that.
Mm-hmm.
But what seriously, follow the money. I guarantee you Bluehole is like, hey, please add this. Because that's going to require an API call on their side into a live PUBG game. So
yep.
there's definite cooperation there. So, you know, it's all about the money.
Cooperation.
Or as I like to call it, collusion.
Collusion. Yeah, probably. But, yeah. That was another mini rant. My bad.
Cool. We got an extra rant this week.
Bonus. Yes.
All right. That
was making up for the positivity in Cage's rant.
True.
Keep it even. Keep it classy.
Yep.
All right, guys. We had fun this week. We will see you next week. Hopefully, we don't have to miss it another week. And
hopefully.
Have a great week. Have a great weekend. We will see you.
Have a lovely life.
Yeah, have a lovely life.
And go look up pictures of Dick Dick.
Look at Dick 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 Dicks.
Yep.
I think I just quit. Okay. I'm resigning.
Oh, it's okay. All the listeners have already left, so.
Yeah. Yikes.
Oh, this is still recording? Well.
Oh.
Whoops.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.